Agios Nikolaos tis stegis. The church took its name after the addition of the second roof in the 13th century as a protection against snow and rain. This additional roof covers the disposition of the dome and vaults. It is the sole remnant of the old monastery, dating from the 11th century, from which there is no other information. It appears that it was developed and functioned during the post-Byzantine period and during the Frankish rule. It seems that it was dissolved at the end of the 17th century. The church belongs to the crossing square type, with a dome over the centre, and was originally built without the narthex. The western entrance of the narthex was built and painted with the mounted St. George after the donation of Ioannis Triphiles. Today, the entrance of the church is on the north side. In the beginning of the 12th century, the narthex was added to the west wall, with three blind arches in the east and west, supported by pilasters. The narthex is covered with a calotte and two traverse arches. The church was originally painted in the 11th century. Of these wall paintings, only few survive these days. Their style is characterized by the clear-cut features of the figures, the accentuated formal lines, and the limited range of colors. The painting of the church continued in the 12th, 13th, and 14th centuries. That is to say that there are frescoes of four different periods. Several of the later wall paintings were detached and transported to the Byzantine Museum of the Archbishop Macarius III, foundation in Nicosia, and an older set of frescoes was discovered underneath. We start with the wall paintings of the 11th century, samples of the Comnenian art. We enter the church through the north entrance. We are in the narthex, and we proceed to the left, eastwards to the nave. In the semidome of the apse, we see the Virgin, standing in the position of Desis, supplication, between the archangels Michael and Gabriel, who are represented frontally and wear an imperial dress. Opposite, in the eastern vault above the bema, are the Ascension of Christ and the Pentecost. In the western vault is the double picture of the Transfiguration and the raising of Lazarus, followed by the entry of Christ into Jerusalem. On the representation of the Transfiguration, Peter, on the left, is pictured kneeling, looking up at the Christ. John is leaving in fear. James is raising himself in ecstasy from between the two mountains. Until the Transfiguration, Christ could cure the ill. After the Transfiguration, he could raise the dead. In the raising of Lazarus, Jerusalem is depicted in the background of the composition. In the entry of Christ into Jerusalem, Christ enters triumphally into Jerusalem, seated on a small donkey. On the north wall, to the left of the entrance, is pictured the deposition of Christ from the cross and his burial. The wall paintings in the soffits of arches, connecting the piers with the western and eastern wall, also date to the 11th century. Some of them are St. Ignatius of Antioch in the soffit of the arch, eastern half, connecting the northeastern pier with the eastern wall. And in the western half, St. Ignatius of Constantinople. In the soffit of the arch connecting the southeastern pier with the south wall, St. Polycarpus and St. Germanus are pictured. Saints Florus and Laurus are depicted in the soffit of the arch connecting the southwestern pier with the west wall. Of course, there are more frescoes of saints in the nave, dating to the 11th century. When the narthex was added, it was decorated with the Last Judgment, and only the Desis, supplication, survived on the eastern wall above the entrance, that is to say, above the entrance to the left, as well as five out of the six enthroned apostles to the right of Christ, on the eastern half of the northern arch. Of the six apostles to the left of Christ, only the lower part survive. Above the supplication, the angels are depicted, unfolding heaven. On the western half of the northern arch, the scenes from Hades have survived, such as the angel of fire casting the sinners into hell. Within the northern blind arc are the scales of justice, and further up, the personification of the sea. On the eastern wall is pictured the rich, from the parable of the rich man and the poor Lazarus. Some of the frescoes of the 12th century are worth mentioning below. Lower section of the narthex. First, St. John from Damascus, underneath the parable of the rich man. Second, St. Joseph, eastern wall, northern blind ark. Third, three young men in the furnace of blazing fire, western wall, drum of the southern blind ark. Fourth, the wall painting of Saints Tryphon and Cyrus on the western side of the two central pilasters and of Saint Artemius. The southern western section of the church was also painted in the 12th century. In the small arch are the presentation of the Virgin Mary to the temple and the 40 martyrs on the western wall. Underneath the window of the south wall are the Saints Alexius and John Calivitis. In the southeastern compartment, near the iconostasis, below the blind arch, is the wall painting of St. Nicholas with the donor monk. We now pass to the wall paintings of the 13th century. During this period, some sections of the nave and the narthex were repainted, such as the northern arch, depicting the crucifixion and the resurrection, and the north wall on both sides of the window, representing the myrrh-bearers in front of the empty tomb. The crucifixion shows Christ on the cross in the middle of the composition, with his head reclining on his right shoulder. To the right and left of the cross are depicted the sun and the moon. On the cross, above the head of Jesus, is inscribed the King of Glory. On his left, the Virgin with two of her friends look at him with grief, and on the right stands John. On the eastern wall, drum of the northern ark, there is Archangel Michael, and in the northern ark itself, Saint Ambrosius. You will also see on the eastern wall, to the right of the iconostasis, in the upper part, the depiction of the birth of Christ, with the unique scene of the Virgin Mary feeding at her breast the divine infant. In the drum of the southern blind ark, we have the Archangel Gabriel, and underneath the portraits of the donors. During the 14th century, the pendentives were painted with the four evangelists. The dome with Christ Pantocrator, surrounded by 12 angels, and the drum of the dome with the 12 prophets. The frescoes of St. John the Baptist and John the Almoner in the northern side of the southwestern pier, and those of Saints George and Theodore in the southern side of the northwestern pier, were made by another painter of the same century. The murals in the narthex depicting the Christ, the Virgin Hodegitria, the Apostles Peter and Paul, Saints Epiphanius and Basil, were made during the same period, and shortly after followed the representations of Saints John, Lampadistes, Stephan, Dionysios, Theodore, Hilarion, and Onophrius. The apse was repainted as well as the eastern and southern arch. In the semi-dome of the apse, the Virgin is depicted in the position of supplication between the archangels. Cypriot saints are pictured lower, and further below are the prelates. The eastern arch was decorated with the Ascension and the Pentecost. The southern arch is painted with the birth of Christ and the presentation of Christ in the temple. And further up on the southern wall is the Annunciation. Below the Annunciation, there is the depiction of Saints John the Baptist, Antony, Sabas, and Sozomenos. On the western side of the southwestern pier are depicted Saint Joachim and opposite Saint Anna. On the two eastern piers inside the bema are Saints Gregory of Nyssa, Laurentius, Alypius, Dimitrianos, and Simeon Stylites. On the eastern side of the southwestern pier is represented Saint Demetrius. The last set of frescoes date from 1633, the time when Saints Peter and Paul were painted on the western side of the eastern piers. These are the only exactly dated paintings. The iconostasis was also done in the 17th century. The hagiographer Pavlos Hierographos painted the icon of St. Nicholas, the royal doors, and the icon of Christ and Virgin on the iconostasis.